Here we go. What do you want to start with?
It's a mess.
A mess.
Trash Talking Tuesday.
Dirty mud.
Getting dragged through the mud.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back. This is Trash Talking Tuesday. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. Stay warm. It's 8:35. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, also brought to you by Florence Recycling. We're not talking trash. We're talking toys. We're talking tots. And we're talking to Patrick Joint right now. Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Just happy to be here. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your service in the Marines.
Yes, sir.
Very much appreciated. And the Marine Corps instrumental Toys for Tots. In fact, what can you give us a brief history on that relationship?
Oh, well, okay. This is our 77th year. This started in 1947. This all came about with the World War II orphans. A guy by the name of Bill Hendrickson wanted to do something for this. He saw a need. And so he'd started this. So that year they did about 5,000 kids. His wife, she told him to do it, so he did it. And the next year, the Commandant of the Marine Corps saw it and said, hey, you know what? This is great. The reserve Marine Corps reserves are going to take care of this from then on. So this is an official act of the Marine Corps. We've been doing it since 1947. There's 860-plus of us this year. Here's a little trivia for you.
Okay.
The logo. You'll never guess who made that logo.
Who made the
logo? He's all over Orlando.
All over Orlando. Shaquille O'Neal.
Wow.
That was almost.
Sorry.
Welcome to my world. Welcome to my world. Yeah.
Walt Disney.
Oh.
Walt Disney came up with that logo. Yep. Pretty good. So it's just pretty amazing there. And we've been doing this for, like I said, 77 years. It's been about a little over 300 million children since we've been doing that.
300 million children have received something from Toys for Tots through the program.
Yes, sir, a toy or a book. And we're pretty much almost all year now. Things that happen, hurricanes or stuff like that, we'll go down and, you know, sling some toys out there. You know, it's really in the name, Toys for Tots. You know, it's can't be more simple.
It seems like whenever you see a location, you're like, well, I don't have a toy with me. And then you have to remember, like, that was the location.
Right.
If it's something you regularly visit, that's easy peasy. And sometimes you do it with large retailers in the past. I guess what I'm asking is, what are some of your drop-off locations now since you represent Marion County?
A lot of Publix. Not all of them, but a lot of Publix. Dollar Generals. There is actually a list on our website, which is ocala-fl.toysfortots.org. That's where you want to go. And since it's Giving Tuesday, that's definitely where you want to go to give to us as well. If you give to that website, which is particular to Marion County, the money that they give will stay in Marion County. There's also a couple of websites for the other guys around that I can give you or show you, and we can plug them as well. Gainesville is newberry-fl.toysfortots.org. The Villages, they handle a couple of counties, Lake County. That's
Sumter.
That's oxford-fl.toysfortots.org. And Citrus is beverly-hills-fl.toysfortots.org. And forgive me, coordinators, for anyone that I've misappropriated or not mentioned. You can go up and look them up online.
Yeah, that's great. And people can find the locations. It is nice when it's a retailer, though, because then you can make the purchase and the gift at the same time. What about monetary donations? How does that work?
That's fantastic. Funny you should mention that. We'll go back to our website. Go back to the website and click on donation. You bring it up and you donate there. Again, that takes, well, during the season, it takes about a week or so to hit my account. I have my own account. I have my own purchase card that I can purchase toys with. So if someone were to give me a check, they make that out to Toys for Tots. That four can be a letter four, F-O-U-R, F-O-U-R-E, however they get it. I stamp it with my code, send it off to a clearinghouse, and in about 5 to 7 business days, it hits my account.
Wow. And so what are they? Who are the kids that benefit from the program locally?
Well, I can't say for everyone else, but more than likely, it's going to be children that are in need. People are always telling me, you know, well, what about this guy? He's got a nice car or something like that. Well, you know what? I'm not the Toys for Tots police, and we don't know if that guy is, you know, hiding his car from the repo man. He must have made it, just lost his job. So it's all about giving toys to kids. So anybody that has, campaign, it's going to be proof of residency, proof of assistance, and a birth certificate and a Social Security card. Now, we don't keep that, but we want to see it to make sure that we have ownership of the card. And being a divorced single father, I encourage that the mother and the father, that way the child can have Christmas in both homes.
Okay. So there's nothing wrong with doing it that way. And as long as you have some proof of residency, and that way that cuts down on any possible fraud. You hate to think that there's people like that, but unfortunately, I'm sure there's a few.
There's always a few. There's a few people that are in my phone. I save their numbers as scammers.
Oh.
So they're in there. They're
wow. In, yeah. That are working the system. Yeah, wow.
There's some folks that they don't want to help themselves. You know, one lady I offered many ways to get her the toys, and you know she didn't want to do that, so I didn't know what to do.
So how did you get involved, other than being a Marine? Of course, that's a major part of it, but
I lost a bet.
You did?
No, honestly, it's just I guess typical Marine. I saw a need for it and needed to be done, and I did it, and I said, you know what, this is pretty cool. It's a pretty amazing job.
How long have you been helping them there?
Oh geez, I've been involved since about 10 years. I've been a coordinator for about 7 years.
Wow. Well, thank you for your service to your country, and thank you for your service to Toys for Tots. And you've impacted a lot of kids' lives. And you know what? I've seen the looks on kids' faces when they receive these things. You can't describe it, and there's no kind of replacing that. It doesn't replace love or a good secure home, but it just lets them know in an additional way that there are people that are thinking about them and care for them and want to see them have some happy moments.
That's in our mission. We want to make children better human beings and give them a little bit of hope for Christmas. So, the tagline, every kid deserves a little Christmas. There you go with that.
I wonder if you ever had a story where a kid received something from Toys for Tots, remembers it was delivered by the Marine Corps, and then later on, that was part of the reason why maybe they joined.
There's been a few of those. I don't have any personally myself. Several years ago, Governor Rick Scott was giving out medals for appreciation medals for mm-hmm. veterans, and I had my shirt on with me. He said he was a recipient of Toys for Tots, which I was like,
well, yeah, he grew up in a poor family.
Yeah.
You're right.
He was the recipient of Toys for Tots. I was really impressed with that. There's been a few. I'm sure that on our website, which is just toysfortots.org, that they have stories like that. They're always asking for stories like that. So if you got a story like that, please contact your local coordinator or contact me at ocala-fl.toysfortots.org. That would be fantastic. Can I mention a couple of things we got
going
this weekend?
Sure, okay, absolutely.
So we've got Mission Barbecue is going to have a little soiree this Saturday, Pearl Harbor Day, which is December 7th.
December 7th. My mom taught me that.
And then the Harley-Davidson, local Harley-Davidson down there, it's Warhorse. Mm-hmm. They're going to have something starting at 10 a.m. That's going to go for several hours. And we have Sierra Bravo is going to have this is being the second annual car show with them. That's going to be out by the Paddock Mall. And then Sunday, we're going to have, this is one of my biggest contributors. They're Wayne's World Paintball. They have the Haunted Trail here in town. So next year, I want you guys to plug that. It's the last three weekends in October. They donate anywhere. They don't like me to tell the number, but too bad. I love these guys. They've donated over $57,000 in the last 3
what?
Years.
What?
Yep. We've also got Kayak Junkies.
It's really party time at Wayne's World.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. They've also got Kayak Junkies. They're going to have kayaks at Silver Springs. They're going to come out there. They're going to have, basically, it's kind of a nice tailgating party. It's just lots of food, lots of regular drinks, and then they go out and they have a good time. I don't get to do that because I've got a trailer full of toys that I need to take back to this situation. And also I need to mention Winn-Dixie. Winn-Dixie's been killing it. Last couple of years, I had a lady named Katie Scott. She came up to me and she said, hey, I got some money. We'd like to buy some bikes. So it started out with 18 bikes about 5 years ago. Last year, 800 bikes.
What?
Yep,
wow.
800 bikes. Yep. Wow. So that wasn't all for me, but they divvied it up. So I got about 200 bikes.
But she's kind of behind that?
Yeah, she's the one that started. She's the one that came up to me. And then Winn-Dixie took it over, and they were collecting money. So this year, Winn-Dixie, they decided to just do money. So they collected, I don't know if they want me to mention the number, but it's a lot.
You can say substantial.
It's substantial. It's more than 10, more than 20.
I mean, we know when you get into the triple digits in your Marine, sometimes it gets a little taxing.
I can count to 23 if I'm naked.
So. Grandpa was a Navy man.
that's all right. We need a ride. So.
I was going to fill in the blank, but you beat me to it.
Again volunteer yourself.
Thank you, Patrick Joint. We appreciate, like I said, all the fine work you're doing. Toys for Tots. Look for locations near you. You can always do a search on the web and find out. And they're participating in some great events, too. So it's a lot of fun. It's for the kids. Yeah. I love it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for having me. And I apologize to anybody that I forgot to mention. Thank you so much.
And thank you for the hat. I will wear it proudly. It is 8:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a ton of headlines and things we're going to catch up on, including the Daniel Perry trial. That's the subway guy. That's coming up. 97.3 The Sky.